Codaline, brand new day. It's Morning Glory from Radio Nova. The man who pulled his son's tooth out with a helicopter is on the radio with us inside the next 10 minutes. You're not impressed, are you?
No, I'm not.
As a mammy, you're not impressed.
No, I'm not.
As a bloke, I'm kind of going, that's cool. That's cool. I love it. Malcolm Swan is going to be chatting to us on the radio inside the next 10 minutes. It's 8:15.
Are you ready to play? The 1,000 euros.
All right, it's your chance to win €1,000 on Morning Glory. In a moment, we're going to play the €1,000 sting. You're going to hear the music of one song, the words of another. If you can name both in 10 seconds after the music stops, you win the grand. It's as simple as that.
Billy is in Donaghmeat today. Hello, Billy. How are you, man?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're all right, fella. A grand, what would it mean to you right here and now?
Oh, it would be great. Like everyone else, I'm broke.
Okay. Do our best here for you. Good luck. Listen hard.
The €1,000 sting.
Something's wrong. Shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight. And they aren't off Snow White.
Go. Crocodile Rock, Elton John. And I haven't a clue about the words.
Oh.
Have a think. You still have a couple of seconds.
Quick.
You're as cold as ice, Martin, or something.
Crocodile Rock, Elton John.
The way you belted in there, man, I thought, oh, here we go.
On the money with that, Billy. So you get yourself the Nova Morning Glory t-shirt, but you are wrong on the second part. Listen, thanks for having a go.
Thanks very much, Sean. Thanks, Marty. Cheers.
Thanks, Billy. We'll tell you what it was after the break.
All right, and also, don't forget, there's more money on the line throughout the day here at Radio Nova. The Nova Noise continues with £1,500 up for grabs. Greg will tell you more about that when he's on the air after 10 o'clock.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Hi, Greg Cochran here. Join me after 10 o'clock this morning. A whole hour of tunes minus the ads. Got a job finder as well. And we'll give you a chance to win more money on the Nova Noise. It's all coming up after 10.
Radio Nova with Greg Cochran.
Morning Glory at Radio Nova. Joan Lee, Marty Miller here. Let's get on some flying music. I couldn't find anything that would suggest pulling a tooth with a helicopter.
Could you not? Strange that,
no,
huh?
No, yeah. Despite all the searching I did. There's a man who's gone viral with a video that he shot on North County Dublin. His name is Malcolm Swan. And basically he pulled his son's tooth out with a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the radio with us right now. Good morning, Malcolm. How's it going?
Very good on yourself.
Yeah, not too bad. Are you the worst dad in the world?
Not the best.
What gave the idea?
Why wouldn't you?
So what happened? He's hanging around you saying, Dad, this tooth is wrecking my head. It has to come out. And you're like, leave it alone, leave it alone. Then you decided, brainwave, we'll pull it out ourselves.
More or less, yeah. And he was like, no way. So, you know, he was wiggling away at it. And I said, right, if it's not out by morning, it's coming out. Just messing with him. So,
describe how you wrapped the floss around the tooth to tie the knot and do all. How did you do that?
just with a bit of precision and just like tying your shoelaces, two small little knots around it, and two knots around the quadcopter, and away we go.
And tell me, what age is your son, Malcolm?
Adam's 8.
He's 8, okay. Adam is 8. Yeah. Now, I have a nearly 8-year-old who has a wobbly tooth, and anytime I try to get near it, he kind of goes, oh, no, ma'am. And even though he wants it out. So how did you convince him to actually let this happen?
I showed him some YouTube videos of people doing it in the States with sort of rockets and stuff like that, and he went, okay, yeah, cool. that kind of looks cool. So he said, right, yeah, let's go for it. So I wasn't going to let him get cold feet, so I said, right, come on, let's go, quick.
We're talking to Malcolm Swan, the man who pulled his son's tooth out with a helicopter, more or less. Where did you do this in Artane?
Basically just down the end of our road. There's
a bit of a green.
There's football pitches there, yeah. Down beside a little river.
What did your other half think, Malcolm? Because you have been getting a bit of stick over it. It could have gone wrong. What did she think?
It couldn't have gone wrong. It was literally, if I had just plucked my two fingers in and pulled it out, it would have come out at that stage, you know. It was more or less, you know, no, you're mad. Don't even think about it.
Oh, you told her beforehand?
Yeah.
Brave man. All right, and still went with it. Right, yeah, okay, yeah. Last question for you. Our dad's great crack.
Oh, we're the best. We never grow up.
You never. And listen, did you give him money? Did you give Adam money for his tooth after you pulled it out?
Well, you see, because we never retrieved the tooth, so...
never found it.
So the tooth fairy couldn't visit. Well, that was handy for you.
Come here. An Xbox game was compensation enough, I think, you know?
Cheers, right. Malcolm.
Okay,
nice to hear
Malcolm,
from you.
Good talking to you.
Okay, guys.
The tooth is still in Artane somewhere.
It is. Between yourself and myself, I'd kill him.
Would you?
Oh, I'd kill him, yeah. Kill him.
I think it's hilarious. Mm. I love it. It's Morning Glory from Radio Nova. Adam is toothless because Dad pulled out his tooth with a helicopter and some dental floss.
Ouch.
The video is flowing around there, flying around on the old Google. If you want to check it out for yourself. Nearly 28 past 8, Morning Glory at Radio Nova. Keep on running. And Selbridge, it's 5 degrees. That's your news update on Radio Nova, home of the Nova Noise. Your daily chance to win cash at 7, 11, 2 and 5.
Morning Glory with Joan and Marty on Radio Nova.
25 minutes from now, by the way, that Nova Noise, first game of the day. 1,500 quid up for grabs on that. And what sort of a world are you waking up to? We'll check through the newspapers, we'll take a look online and see what's trending, see what's cooking for you inside the next 10 minutes or so. Yesterday, you might remember at around about this time, we were on the radio and Connor Irwin and we all spoke on the radio and the conversation went like this.
Well, there beat two crap teams in a row, so they're up against City, so no, they're going to be beaten 6-0.
Oh, really? I'll be watching that one.
Hang on. Let's write this down.
Get
because
the popcorn ready, lads.
We've got to remember Connor's score prediction this
remember
time tomorrow
too
morning.
Too early. Can you take him at his word now?
I'm going to say 5-2 to City.
That's the genuine prediction.
Yeah.
5-2. Write that down, Jordan.
7:45.
Yeah. Right then. 5-2 was his prediction.
Well, at least he was on the right side of it. I was completely off.
I was, and they won by 3 goals. It's the same margin of difference.
Oh, my God. I wondered how you would turn this.
It's fairly
shocking.
I was thinking about that last night.
It's like, how am I going to spin this one that I was actually right?
Hey, listen, Moyes must be in a heap, is he?
Well, it's again, Moyes is massively trending.
Is he gone now? Is he definitely gone?
No.
I don't think he is.
No, he won't be gone. And look, this is the way Manchester United work. They'll give him till...
No, it's not the way they work.
This time next year.
But this is unprecedented, surely.
Well, of course it is, because we had Alex Ferguson for 25 years.
Yeah.
Winning everything he looked at.
Yeah, so, you know, this is just the way it goes. They'll give him till this time next year.
Saw a great tweet last night, and it was, 5 more years! 5 more years! Man City fans to Moyes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
God help him. Poor fella.
Yeah. 26 away from 7. It's Morning Glory at Radio Nova. The world you're waking up to in a few minutes. Some Red Hot Chili Peppers after Wings.
Nova wrapping up an hour of commercial-free music. Carlos Santana, Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20. Great combination. That album, that record, won so many awards when they held their Grammys. It was Single of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, just about everything. Smooth. The gene pool must have filled up again because we read this morning, April 5th, the Convention Centre. I'll take the other way to work, so yes. The X Factor auditions will be on.
Oh,
so 4 years have passed since we had Mary Byrne and Niall Horan and the rest. Oh, so X Factor auditions, I know, X Factor. At the Convention Centre. But they have to find something to fill the place, don't they?
Well, it will be
there's
one to avoid.
There's a radio convention there the last few days.
Yeah.
I'm reliably informed.
Yes, I wasn't invited.
No, me neither.
No. In fact, I was told to stay away.
It was the ASBO, was it?
Yeah.
So, X Factor tryouts. God love us.
Tryouts, is that what we're calling them?
Next month. I think I'm away that time.
Want to get your hands on cold, hard.
Moinalty. I'm John Hart for Radio Nova News, home of the Nova Noise. Your daily chance to win cash at 7, 11, 2 and 5.
The 1 o'clock Rock Report with Connor Irwin in association with Hot Press. Radio Nova.
Wednesday lunchtime's Rock Report coming up today. Coldplay's Chris Martin and actress Gwyneth Paltrow have announced their separation. The Killers have been confirmed to headline Tenants Vital this summer. And the Smashing Pumpkins are to release 2 new albums in 2015.
The 1 o'clock Rock Report on Radio Nova.
But first, I'm joined by Craig Fitzpatrick from Hot Press. Craig, we're going to talk Elvis today.
Yeah, well, it would seem, if a Professor Stefan Schuster is to be believed, that it wasn't the hamburgers or the prescription drugs that kind of ultimately killed Elvis. Of course, maybe not the best things for you. We're not saying that. But there's this new Channel 4 documentary, I think it's actually on tonight at 9 p.m, Dead Famous DNA, and they're claiming that the kind of king of rock and roll was a ticking time bomb anyway. They've tracked down a sample of Elvis's hair from a friend of his old barber's, which I suppose is a good place to look if you want some hair. They sent it off to Penn State
He's
University.
And so the Boyne Valley. I'm John Hart for Radio Nova News, home of the Nova Noise, your daily chance to win cash at 7-11, 2 and 5.
The Nova Noise.
Name the noise. Win the cash.
Oh, what a lovely lump of cash it is as well. $1,500. It's satisfying to be able to say it that way, isn't it? All right, I'll play you the sound, the noise. And I'll turn off all the other noise as well, like I did yesterday. Quite like that idea. Just so you get an absolutely clear picture. I'll play it three times with nothing. Naked noise. Okay, here you go. Microphone off and all. Shh, quiet, Courtney. Okay. You're right, get them all quiet around you as well. There you go. All right. If it's driving you insane, don't let it. Phone me. 440-4100. That hint I always give too. If it rings out, ring again. If it's engaged, phone again. You know, if I can't get to you in time, keep phoning. It's the best I can do. All right, talk to you shortly. 440-4100. I am about to take a couple of random calls.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet. Engage.
Radio Nova. With Pat Courtney. With thanks to quickpark.ie. The cheapest, fastest parking at Dublin Airport.
Steve Miller Band playing at Nova, Fly Like an Eagle. If you're watching telly tonight and you're bored listening to politicians blathering on and people not saying sorry and pensions and how much money they ride off into the sunset with and all that, BBC Two is the place to go. 10 o'clock. Remember 2012? Brilliant, brilliant comedy where Ian Fletcher, who's the guy from Downton, Hugh Bonneville, was head of values at the BBC. Well, he wasn't. He was head of, what was he, head of delivery or something for the Olympics? He's now head of values at the BBC. They've set it in the Beeb. W1A is what it's called, after the BBC's postcode. And Siobhan Sharp, the greatest media woman of them all, the greatest PR person of them all. Remember her?
It's the kind of thing what we want people to be doing is actually talking about the games, but also not talking about the games. I mean, the games is the beginning, but it's not necessarily the end.
Or and all that kind of thing. PR blather. It's brilliant and it's really kind of real as well. W1A tonight, 10 o'clock, BBC Two. You will laugh.
Morning Glory with Joe.
Just forget the world.
Nova with Greg Cochran. Seriously addictive music for your workday. Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. Not that we would advise you chase cars, but one in particular.
On the streets of Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
The Radio Nova Rattle and Hummer Street Team.
Nova, let's go out and about and talk to the Rattle and Hummer Street Team. Jimmy Ray and crew are in Selbridge today. Hello there.
Hi, Greg. I'm parked up in the lovely historical town of Selbridge. We're going around. There's a lot of Nova listeners down here. A lot of loyal Nova listeners, which is great to hear. We're going around. We've got some goodies to give out. I'm parked up just to the left of the Arthur Guinness statue. Arthur Guinness is born in Selbridge, actually. I didn't realise that.
Hmm.
So if anyone wants to come find me, I might have something to give away. If they're nice. If they're nice.
Okay, you can't miss our Jimmy Ray. He's the Moping Man U fan with the big ginger head. Can't miss him. The Rattlin' Hover Street Team in Selbridge today. Dire Straits on Nova. You and me, babe. How about it?
Radio Nova's Job Finder. Brought to you by jobbuddy.ie.
For a new career and a new life.
Just ahead of Rolling Stones and Razor Light, an injection molding process technician is needed in the Dublin area. Candidates will have a minimum of about 12:40. Courtesy of jobbuddy.ie for a new career and a new life. If you have a vacancy and you would like to advertise that vacancy, very simple. Get in touch. Jobfinder at nova.ie.
Billy Idol on Radio Nova. I'm Dee Woods. He's got a new album coming out, believe it or not. It will be called BFI. If Roald Dahl's anything to go by, Big Friendly Idol? I don't know. We'll know soon, in the next few months. This is nothing but the 80s. It's 2 hours of 80s anthems. We do it here every evening. Dire Straits is on the way. Flash in the Pan as well, after Robert Palmer. From the mid-80s, Brothers in Arms was the album, Dire Straits' Walk of Life, on nothing but the 80s on Radio Nova. I'm Dee Woods. Looking ahead to tonight's classic album, At Midnight, we play an entire album here, ad-free, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday evening from midnight. Tonight we're saying happy birthday to, well, 66 years ago was Babe in Arms. And now, well, he's one of the world's biggest selling rock bands, multi-million selling. They've got the cash, they've got the Grammys, they've got all the awards. And he's no stranger to the ladies also.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. What's your name?
Allie.
Allie?
Yeah.
Wow, you look like you could be one of my... Nope.
One of your friends.
That's it.
Happy birthday, Steven Tyler. And as I say, saluting the man himself tonight later.
They're the albums that shaped music history.
And every night at midnight, we play them track by track with no interruption.
It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight. Tonight,
Aerosmith. Jenny got a gun. Sun.
The classic album.
Tonight at midnight on Radio Nova.
100.
Finally, a car to knock the Nissan Qashqai.
For more news, log on to nova.ie. I'm John Hart.
It's the classic album at midnight.
Radio Nova.
I'm Dee Woods from 1989. It's Aerosmith's 10th record, Pump. It has a hat trick of number one singles on this. Didn't get to number one itself in their home country of the States, but it did get to number three there. After Toys in the Attic, this is Aerosmith's best-selling album. Saw a couple of brushes with the law as well. A rock band called Pump sued them over copyright issues. Aerosmith won that one. And then one of the tracks on this album, it's track six, they had to credit another songwriting team after they claimed they'd stolen one of their melodies. So if you're ever wondering, if you're looking at the artwork and the album covers of and the inside of Pump, if you see the word Holland, Dozier, Holland, they're that songwriting team that we're suing and looking for their blood. By the way, happy birthday, Steven Tyler. He's 66 today. Let's have a listen to him, shall we? Track one of Pump is Young Lust. This is Aerosmith on Nova.
This is Morning Glory at Radio Nova. It's nearly 9 minutes past six. Hello and welcome to the world. It's Wednesday and it's not a bad one outside your door. We're sitting at about 5 degrees. It does feel a lot colder though than that usual old story. You know yourself. Yesterday on the show, I got to boasting about when I had a week off last week, how much DIY stuff I did when I don't normally do any DIY, which of course then got you calling on 4404100 to have a little boast yourselves.
When I was 16, I came home from school on my break and I saw that my little sister's go-kart had arrived from Germany, so I just thought I'll give it a crack. Opened it up, of course the instructions were in German, I don't speak German, but said I gave it a go anyway, and just it's big blue steel go-kart.
Wow!
Yeah, and I'm a girl as well, so I think I get brownie points.
Hey, don't play that card.
Come here to me. Did you put the brakes on it?
I did. It was a nightmare.
They're a tough one. Yeah, with the old cable brakes are tough.
Well, how do you know this, Joni?
I have put together a bike. I've forgotten.
There you go.
Well done, Kelly.
Thanks for the shout. I'm 4404100. John is there. Hello, John.
Hey, Marty. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're very good, man. Thanks very much for the shout. I'm 4404100. Your big boast. Your DIY boast.
Well, I built a playhouse for the girls, kind of a treehouse that was like 3 feet up off the ground.
Oh,
3 feet?
Yeah, it was high enough for little kids to have fun in.
Sure.
But the little plastic roofs that I thought would be really fun because they could look out through it and see all the stars and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't hold up to the wind over here.
No.
So the whole house had, you know, that expanding foam?
Yes.
The whole inside of the house looked like an overgrown fungus mat.
Oh, no.
You put the expanding foam for all the holes.
Oh, good Lord. Liz, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Tell us about what have you done? What have you done yourself?
Well, what I've done is I've built some wardrobes in my daughter's room.
No way.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I pulled out the old ones.
Yeah.
I measured up. I went to B&Q. And I spent €50 on the MDF when I got them to cut it. I came back and I spent a whole weekend on the floor with the kids building the wardrobe.
And how do they look?
I know, here.
Well, the problem was I lost the measuring tape in the mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the kids went to their school bags and got a ruler. And we used the ruler and put up the shelves. So it's kind of... No, it serves the purpose. It actually works.
Is it a bit wonky?
It's a little bit wonky.
Yeah.
And there's no doors.
There's no, that's okay. It's one of those modern wardrobes with no doors.
I gotta hand it to you. You and the kids on your own building wardrobes. That is some
super
with a ruler. Well done,
with
Liz.
A ruler.
You're up there. You're up there with the best of them, Liz. Good talking to you.
This is Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
If you're undertaking some DIY today with a ruler, no measuring tape, the very best of luck to you. It's 11 past six. It's Morning Glory at Radio Nova. These are Bastille. And a chance for you to win a Radio Nova Morning Glory t-shirt in a sec. I was
left to my own. On to Nova.ie, I'm John Hart.
The 6:30 Rock Report with Connor Irwin in association with Hot Press. Radio Nova.
The Evening Rock Report this Wednesday. Coming up this evening, Damon Albarn has unveiled the studio version of a new song, Mr. Tembo, or has he? Glenn Frey maintains that the Eagles breaking up in 1980 was a good idea. And Roger Daltrey is taking a very laid-back approach on The Who's upcoming 50th anniversary tour.
The 6:30 Rock Report
on Radio Nova.
But first, I'm joined by Roisin Dwyer from Hot Press. Roisin, we're talking therapy today.
Absolutely, Connor. Today is therapy day because Andy Kearns, their fine frontman, is going to be in Whelan's this evening. I think there are still some tickets available at €20. Fantastic bargain.
That's a bargain, yeah.
To see him solo. He's on an acoustic tour at the moment. He'll be